For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
B98.5's Tad and Drex Show podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
How many people were annoyed that our school systems took something from us on Friday? They stole our opportunity to be heroes to our kids.
What did they take from us on Friday?
Look, as soon as the Braves won the World Series, they announced that parade was going to happen on Friday. Mm-hmm. Didn't you say, oh, baby, I'm going to take my kid aside. I'm going to say, hey, you're not going to school tomorrow. You're going to go be part of history. And then they would look up at you with those big eyes and be like, you're the greatest. And before we got the chance to do that,
yep,
the school canceled school. Now my kid thinks that his principal is so awesome. And I'm like, all right, not bitter.
Sounds like you're a little bit.
They should have, couldn't they have just called us, done something on the DL, send an email, be
sure.
Like, hey, psst, we're going to be closed Friday. Now you can have
surprise your kids.
Because I think, like, I never got this experience, but I think that this is the coolest thing when parents pull their children out of school surprise them like that. It's like, not only are you not going to school today, but you're also going to do this amazing thing. Kara, cool, did it happen to you?
Yeah, so my dad worked in printing for a long time when I was growing up, and in the middle of the night, he would come and knock on my door and touch my shoulder and be like, hey, sis, you want to go with dad down to the plant and do a press check? And so that meant like we would get to ride in the brand new Corvette downtown at night, go to dad's work and to check out all of like the cool printing presses and to make sure that everything that his jobs were coming off the line the correct way, and then would stop at Steak and Shake on the way back. But I would always get to skip school the next day because it was a late night.
Sleep?
Yeah.
I didn't think, I guess take your daughter to work day can happen at midnight.
It was awesome.
It sounds like something you remembered.
Oh, it's like one of my best memories of hanging out with my dad because it was just the two of us.
Mom Cheryl was on board with this?
Yep, she didn't care.
Oh, good. Wow.
All right, so we want to find the parents who it could have been you, could have been you for your parents, but like the coolest reason to spring your kid from school. 404-741-0985. Real quick with Marissa and Kennesaw.
When I was in kindergarten, my parents were like, hey, we're taking you to school early because your principal is taking you to the Olympics.
This was when the Olympics were in Atlanta, right?
Yes.
Okay. Because how cool would it be to get sprung from school and like, we're going to Korea?
Yeah. Right?
It was me and two other people. And we just got in our principal's car and was like, hey, we're driving to Atlanta today.
Can you imagine this would never happen nowadays? Like a principal taking two random kids in their own car?
All principals are assumed guilty until proven otherwise. 404-741-0985. Coolest reason to get sprung from school. Can you top the Olympics with your principal? Tad and Drex Show. Looking for the person who got sprung from school for the coolest reasons, just making the point that our school took that opportunity from us when they canceled school on Friday for the Braves parade.
Yeah, we put this question up on Facebook and got some great responses. Andrea Summers says that she got to skip school for the opening day of Return of the Jedi.
Very cool.
Very cool. Tiffany Cree said her mom sprung her from school to go to an Usher concert.
Oh, these are events, by the way, all take place at night.
Well, not necessarily.
You gotta get ready, man.
No, my mom sprung. I had the cool mom. Looking back now, she's just the irresponsible mom. But she sprung me and like two of my buddies. She pretended to be their moms, too, for the opening of Fast and the Furious. We went and saw it at noon when no one was there.
Yeah.
Ah, smart. Yeah.
We also heard from Diana Bard, who said that she got sprung from school to go get her driver's license on the day she turned 16, and then her mom let her drive back to school by herself.
That's cool.
Flex.
That's what I'm talking about. My mother never sprung us for anything. Kathy in Snellville, what did you, you got pulled out of school for what?
I did get sprung. My mom one time woke us up about 2 in the morning to go sledding, and then we went to school at like noon the next day.
Did you live here or were you up north?
Oh, I lived up north then.
I don't understand this. What was so special about snow? At 2 o'clock in the morning, your mother's awake at 2 a.m.?
That was such a good memory for me that I heard on the news when my kids were elementary school age, there was going to be a really good meteor shower, but the best time to see it would be at 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
So I put them to bed at regular time, and then I woke them up at 1:30 and bundled them up and had hot chocolate and homemade cookies, and we drove out to a field, and we watched the meteor shower, and I sent them to school the next day around noon with notes. And my husband's like, you shouldn't put them out of school for this. Well, the teachers, all three of their teachers, wrote back that afternoon and said, that was a marvelous experience. Not all learning takes place in the classroom. Kudos to you. So I was like, heck, to my husband.
How? See, this is exactly what I'm talking about here. Like, it got handed down from generation.
Yeah.
But what I'm excited to hear from you, Kathy, and what I'm gathering is I can just wake my kid up in the middle of the night for pretty much anything and have this experience.
Good for you. If I woke my 8-year-old up, she would punch me in the face.
And it's time for Beat Shazam.
Yes.
Whoop,
whoop.
So I'm going to play 5 seconds of these songs. You guys are going to have to identify artist and title. Everybody's DJs here, so you should do okay.
Okay.
Category, time, because of the clock's going to change.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Starting with Kara.
That is Cher. If I could turn back time.
Very good. First round is the easiest. Rex, are you ready for your
I'm ready, song? Yes.
Here we go.
Is it Hit Me Baby and then parenthetical One More Time by Britney?
Exactly what it is. Your next song, Beat Shazam, and all of these songs mention the word time.
That is Green Day, and the song is called Good Riddance, in parentheses, Time of My Life.
Yes, a lot of parent. This is a very parenthetical Beat Shazam. All right, we're starting to get real tough here for your next song, Drex.
That's the Imagine Dragons.
That's correct.
Yeah. I think it's time.
It's correct.
Wow.
All right, Kara, this is, if you get this, I'll be blown away. Time is the category.
Okay.
Beat Shazam.
Uh-huh. I have no idea what that is.
Drex, you want to steal?
Man, I've definitely heard the song before, but I don't know. David Cook? I don't know.
No. Yeah. Leona Lewis? Oh. Better in Time?
That's hard.
Drex.
Yes.
Your last song on Beat Shazam.
To win.
For the win.
So that's David.
That's
Cook.
David.
Yeah.
Cook.
Time of My Life.
Yes.
No.
You want to give it to her?
How could you forget season 7 of American Idol winner? I mean, David Cook.
Easily.
There's a lot going on in the world, and we tell you about the important stuff. It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Sunshine's actually going to warm up to 70 today. Falcons beat the Saints remarkably, 27-25. What's going on, Kara?
Holiday travel is looming. It is going to be here quicker than you know. And if you have to hop on a plane to get to friends and family this year, you may want to change your flight. That is, if you're traveling anytime after around noon. We've seen tons of cancellations lately, and it's not even anywhere near the height of holiday travel yet. So if you don't want to be one of the ones getting delayed this year, fly early. You can dramatically lower your risk of getting bumped by booking the earliest possible flight that day. So if you think that there might be a chance that your flight is going to get canceled or delayed, see if you can move to be that very first flight of the day, and you've got a lot more luck making it on time.
Don't want to end up like Kevin McAllister, do you?
Sure don't. You know, speaking of the holidays, a Cobb County judge recently issued a judicial order banning Elf on the Shelf.
What?
Judge Rob Leonard tweeted the order saying that the elves are a distraction to students and cause undue emotional distress, not to mention the mayhem they cause around the house. So he did go on to say that if you love your elf, you are welcome to keep it. But if you've got one who's especially naughty, they can be turned into authorities this year.
That judge clearly doesn't have children because Elf on the Shelf, they work.
Right? So if you guys missed out on the big Braves parade on Friday, hopefully you will be able to catch a little bit of the TV coverage. It was really, really cool. Crazy amounts of people came out. No doubt close to a million people were there on the streets to see our World Series champs. But what you may not have seen was pitcher Tyler Matzek almost get arrested by the cops. Yeah. It was crazy. He hopped off the bus at one point, and officers thought that he was just a spectator that had maybe, like, hopped the barrier and went to be like, nobody, you're going to have to skedaddle. And he had to, like, show his ID and prove who he was. And it was kind of embarrassing for both parties. But they ushered him back on the bus and they went on their way. But not before social media caught wind of it. Of course, there were cameras everywhere. And it was all over the place this weekend.
Was this the downtown Atlanta version?
No, this was over by the Battery. In fact, he was hopping back on the bus right in front of my husband, Ryan, and I. So we've got a little bit of video of him, like, hustling to get back on the bus because they had to stop the parade.
Right. Well, I think that we all know that had he gotten off the bus, first of all, he never would have been able to get off the bus during the downtown Atlanta
going too fast.
No way.
By the time he showed his ID, that bus would be in North Carolina.
Totally.
Forgive and forget with Tad and Drex on B98.5. You need forgiveness. We help you ask for it.
Hey, Hunter.
Hello? Yeah, hey.
I understand you need to ask forgiveness from your grandma?
My mom's kind of making me do it.
And how old are you?
I'm 16.
What did you do to your poor grandma,
Yeah,
Hunter?
That would make your mother make you call a radio station.
Me and my brother, Clay, we stayed at my grandma's house Saturday night. And we hate going to church with her, right? So we kind of changed the clocks in her house. And we put them 2 hours ahead, and we never said anything.
All right, so instead of setting the clocks back 1 hour like you were supposed to, you sprung her forward 2 hours?
And so my grandma thinks she's going crazy, and my mom thinks my grandma's going crazy.
Why is that?
Because her clocks are all messed up. My mom started getting, like, all these, like, confusing phone calls, and she started getting really worried about my grandma. She thought she might have had, like, dementia or something, so I had to confess, you know. I was just done with it, and, you know, I confessed to my mom, and then she made me call you guys, which is really weird, but I guess.
Yeah, well, this is Forgive and Forget, and this is where we are going to call your grandma and see if we can help you get forgiveness. And I imagine your mom is thinking a little public shaming is good for you, too, right?
Yeah, she's into that kind of thing, so.
All right, well, sit tight because we're going to call Grandma in a couple of minutes and you're going to be able to give her the real deal.
All righty. Well, let's do it.
That's going to be no cookies for you for a good long while, son.
Forgive and forget on B98.5. Is it too late now to say sorry? You need forgiveness. Tad and Drex help you ask for it.
Hunter and his little brother were staying at Grandma's Saturday night, and rather than set the clocks back 1 hour, they decided to set the clocks forward 2 hours to avoid church. Well, ever since then, everybody in the family is worried about Grandma because she seems confused. So Hunter needs to fess up, see if Grandma will forgive him. Hunter, sit tight. We're going to get your Grandma Betty on the phone.
Hello.
Hi, Betty.
Yes?
Hey, this is Tad, Drex, and Kara at B98.5 radio station here in Atlanta.
Oh. Hello.
Hi, we're just checking on you to see how things are going.
Well, I'm scared I might have had a stroke or something. I think I'm going to have to go get an MRI because I certainly hope there's nothing wrong with any of my gray matter or white matter. you know, the brain is meant to process information.
Betty, I know you're confused right now. We can hear that. You don't need an MRI.
How would you know that?
We have your grandson, Hunter, on the phone with us right now. This is a feature on our show called Forgive and Forget. And there's something that Hunter wants to tell you.
Hey, Grandma.
What's going on, sweetie?
I got something I got to say. So remember when you asked for help to help you change the clocks in your house?
Surprisingly, I do remember that.
Well, me and Clay, we kind of came in with this kind of idea to change them like 2 hours ahead. And we never told you. And so, like, the times were, like, kind of all messed up. And you're kind of missing things.
You and your brother will be front and center in the next month of Sundays, young man. I love you, boys.
I'm just really...
But you better start
really
using
sorry.
Your own body's computer. See you Sunday, dear.
Yeah, Grandma. Yes, ma'am.
Hunter, it sounds like you just signed yourself up for a month of church. How often do you normally go?
Well, not often enough, obviously.
But that's going to be changing now.
Yes, Grandma.
Thanks.
We love you too. We're very sorry. And Clay, he's here next to me. He said he's sorry too.
All right,
Betty.
You boys, come by and see your grandma soon.
So, Betty, Hunter called us because he and his brother are sorry, and they wanted to ask if you would forgive them. Do you forgive your grandkids?
Of course I do. They're my boys.
All right, Hunter, you got a free pass on this one. Well, not really.
No, not really.
What's your favorite hymn, Hunter?
On the next Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
All right, coming up tomorrow morning at 7 on Forgive and Forget, Alyssa and her husband Jimmy made a special pact. Jimmy followed through with his end of the bargain. Alyssa, not so much. It's why she needs forgiveness. Forgive and Forget tomorrow morning at 7 on B98.5.
She's in the know about everything happening in pop culture. Can you beat her? It's Are You Smarter Than Kara on B98.5.
We're sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Hey, Julian Noonan.
Hi. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Doing good. A little excited.
Could you please go ahead and kick Kara out for us?
All right. See you, Kara.
I'm out of here, Julie. Good luck.
I am not going to win. I'll just be honest.
Oh, no.
But the public shaming is worth the prize.
Okay,
so
good.
I just said I'm up for a little public shaming this morning.
Let's see how we do. We'll ask you the 5 pop culture trivia questions, then we'll bring Kara back in. We'll ask her the same questions. If you can answer more right than Kara, she'll pay you $100 cash. Here's question number 1. After blowing a huge lead, the Falcons were able to squeak out a win thanks to a last-second field goal. How many points are a field goal worth?
3.
Number 2. During a fan survey, Billie Eilish said if she were an animal, she'd be a llama. True or false, Jennifer Garner is the voice of Mama Llama in the kids' Netflix show Llama Llama.
False.
Number 3. A song titled I Drink Wine has been listed on Adele's upcoming album. When poured correctly, how many glasses of wine are in a bottle?
5.
Number 4, during an opening skit on this weekend's Saturday Night Live, Pete Davidson hysterically portrayed what Green Bay Packers quarterback?
Dang, I don't know. Tim Tebow, I don't know.
Number 5, Emilio Estevez said he lost his role in the Mighty Ducks reboot because he's not vaccinated. In the second movie, the Ducks traveled to what U.S. city? To participate in the Junior Goodwill Games.
New York.
Bringing Kara back in.
All right,
was
Julie. And Noonan is very energetic and entertaining. However, didn't do very well. Okay. We'll see what happens.
But it doesn't matter, right, Julie? We know where you're
at.
No,
it didn't.
All right. Same questions. Kara, after blowing a big lead, the Falcons were able to squeak out a win thanks to a last-second field goal. How many points are a field goal worth?
3.
That's what Julie said, and it's the only one she got right.
Number 2, during a fan survey, Billie Eilish said if she were an animal, she'd be a llama. True or false, Jennifer Garner is the voice of Mama Llama in the kids' Netflix show Llama Llama.
Let's just say that's true.
It is true. Julie said false. Why else would we write it? It's 2-1.
Number 3, a song called I Drink Wine was listed on Adele's upcoming album. When poured correctly, how many glasses of wine are in a bottle?
4.
4 is the right answer. Julie said 5. It's 3-1. Kara's up.
You're not a lush like the rest of us, Julie. Another feather in your cap. Number four, during the opening skit of this weekend's SNL, Pete Davidson hilariously portrayed what Green Bay Packers quarterback?
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, Julie said Tim Tebow. He wouldn't play for the Green Bay Packers. Too cold up there for him. Yeah. All right, 4-1. Kara's up.
Finally, number five, a lot of sports questions this morning.
Yeah.
Emilio Estevez said he lost his role in the Mighty Ducks reboot because he's not vaccinated. In the second movie, the Ducks traveled to what U.S. city to participate in the Junior Goodwill Games?
New York?
Julie said New York as well. We're looking for Los Angeles. That's where they met Kenan Thompson, and he introduced the knuckle puck to the team.
Drex is originally from Michigan and the only person on the planet that cares this much about hockey.
True story. All right, final score this morning, 4-1. Julie and Noonan, are you smarter than Kara?
Absolutely not.
All right, Kara, your new record, 1,152 wins and 38 losses.
Sorry, Julie.
Congrats.
So you don't get the cash, but you do get the $100 gift card to Fogo to Shown. Make a reservation at Fogo.com. It's the place to treat yourself to indulgent options like their premium grated Wagyu New York strip and bone-in beef shank for brunch. I don't know about you, but I just go there. I don't eat for 3 days and
live it up. I think it's worth a little public shaming. It's fine.
If you want a little public shaming in exchange for a Fogo to Shown gift card, we'll play again tomorrow morning. You can always sign up at tadandrex.com.
Thanks for listening to the Tad and Drex Show podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and listen live weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.